systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the channel. Today is Monday, May 17th, 2010, the year of our Lord. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Am I really balding that bad?
No, you're okay. Not. I'm just
you were just
you
saying
shit.
Mean things.
You just have a nice thinning spot in the back.
It
That's
is
all.
Nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
It's the sign of wisdom.
It's not gone yet, so I'm good.
You know, my dad had the
same. As long
same...
as it stays like that for the next 10 years, I'm good.
My dad had one of those, but it was in the front, so he had like this wicked thing here, and it kept getting like thinner and thinner. So he grew his hair out long, and every now and then he would take it and fold it up and over and lay it on top and then like set a hat on it so it looked like, you know, full head of hair, and then you take it off and it all falls back like Fabio, and he's like,
see, my dad, he's not balding, but he has really good thick hair like mine, but he also has a widow's peak like mine, right? But his peaks are getting further and further back.
You know, when I was in grade school, I used to see girls that had that, and I thought they were the devil.
The widow's
peak?
This
was a Christian school. Well, yeah, just because of the name. I was like, why are you widows? You're so young. You must be the devil. Everything in that school, if it wasn't godly, it was the devil. So
I would have been the devil.
Pretty much.
To you.
Well, yeah. Not just because of that, but for other obvious reasons.
Like, what?
So you know what? I woke up this morning.
And what?
I was still pretty stoned.
Were you?
Yeah, so I just want to say right on to that. Like, I got to work and I was just, everything was like slow-mo. It's pretty cool. Yeah. But yeah, we spent a lot of time this weekend getting the new podcast, excuse me, getting it all ready. We have a name.
Okay.
We decided Supersonic Chronic Cast was going to be way too long for a banner
but
for anything.
Super cool.
Supersonic Chronic Cast would be a cool name. Anybody want to start a weed podcast, you can have that one.
One's on us.
I think we went with a name that Sandy came up with called The Hot Box. And I like that too, because I was kind of thinking like Talk Pot, and that kind of has the same sound to it.
But
Hot
you know
Box.
What?
What?
It's almost like ours, how it can totally be related to porn at the same time.
Well, that's
time.
Cool. So we have the jam hole, and then we have the hot box.
I know.
You're a dirty girl, Sandy. Thank you for that.
Yes, thanks. Yeah, I mean, the jam hole, you're jamming stuff into holes. Now we have a hot box.
But we're all about the double entendres, if you didn't know.
I dig that.
Because the jam hole, we could just be jamming. You know, we could be having a jam session with hole.
We could.
If she could stop doing drugs for a minute.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. But so, yeah, so Hotbox Podcast, that'll be the site once we get it up. And we got some graphics going. You know what I remember now?
What?
That I hate doing graphic design. Like, I think that it's going to be all cool and shit because I have it in my head how it's going to go. And then I start doing it, and I'm like, this fucking sucks, dude. Is there anybody out there that actually likes doing this? And then I'll, like, it'll be done, and I'll be like, oh, that wasn't so bad. And then I'll open my mouth again. I'm like, oh, I can do it. I like doing it. And then I start to do
You're
it
like,
again.
I hate this.
Fuck this, dude. It's going to be an image with, like, my blown-out brains just all over it. Done.
Oh,
here's
man.
The banner.
Wow.
But, so.
No, well, I mean, if I knew how to do. If I could work Photoshop,
stuff.
I would be cool. But I don't really know how to do that. I can make it look the way you want it on paper.
Right.
You know, but
and that
I
was my bad. I told you to just draw it and I'll scan it and color it, thinking like I can color it no problem in Photoshop. Until I got like all zoomed in and there's like lines and I'm like, God damn it, I gotta like get all
it's pixelated
drawn,
on
it. Yeah, but yeah. It'll look cool. It'll be great when it's done. And yeah, we got a lot of great people we're working with. I'm very excited for this. So
fuck yeah.
Should be a good time. We've been having a severe problem here in our galaxy. The Wraith just won't give up, okay? We got done with the Friday. Don't laugh. This is serious. People are losing their lives. We got done with the Friday podcast, And pretty much as soon as I got done uploading it, our deep space sensors started blowing up. And they're like, incoming.
We got like three Wraith hive ships on the way.
Our ZPM is depleted. We have like two generators left, if that, because we kept launching them into space to use them as nukes. I don't like the Wraith. They're very mean people.
They suck your life out through their hands.
I know. I'm like, just eat somebody else. And they're like, nah, 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 nah. But, you know, we fought them off and everything was cool. And then they just keep coming back.
Well, then
where
there
do
were
they 12 keep coming
hive
from?
Ships on the way. And then what do? We play the Vanishing Act.
We're lucky the Daedalus showed up from Earth. We are lucky that our message got through to Earth in that 3 seconds that we had to send a message. We are so we could be dead right now. We could be old men. Both of us. It could be horrible.
Well, thanks to What's-His-Face, he compressed everything and was able to send a giant message to
I know.
To Earth.
He's got a wicked... I was thinking of asking Rodney if we could use his compression algorithm for our show. Because could you imagine our show in like a 1K file? All like hour and a half of it?
Oh,
that'd be brilliant.
Man.
So the more I watch this fucking show, like the more I wish that
it was
real. And I'm like, I want a Stargate. I want computers.
I want a spaceship.
I want aliens.
I want a puddle jumper.
It's sad because it's cool. I know as soon as this ends, like, that's going to be it.
And then what? Nothing, dude. Nothing. It's just like every other show that we watch. When it's the end, it's the end. Like,
I don't get that involved in any other show except for this. Like, when I'm watching it, I'm super stoned, and I'm like, there, man.
Well, like that show Surface I got you into?
Yeah, that was all right.
I got way
into
that. Well, I got way into that. I'm into, like, the marine shit and stuff. And
did you go out and buy a bunch of pet, like, amphibians and shit?
No, I went searching everywhere for a continual. Because it said when I was leaving Florida, they're like, oh, the season 2 will be out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, cool, that'll be just about when I'm, you know, over there.
Chuck's Pants says, yeah, they're rapping about nonsense. And I'm dealing with fucking Daleks over here. See, we don't have Daleks in our galaxy. We're lucky. All we have are Wraiths. But, you know,
yeah,
it's tough. Praise the ancients for leaving us such, you know, advanced technology.
No, not crazy ancients, because they won't come back and help.
Well, they can. They've all ascended, and you know, I'm gonna ascend eventually.
They can help.
I've been reading about ascension.
Chick could help, and then they banned her to her planet.
Well, you know, military steps in. That's what happens.
Whatever.
So
enough nerd talk about Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah. We went fishing on Saturday with Lyrical.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this about Lyrical. Well, I know that he's like going to school to be a health trainer or something. Mm-hmm. They teach you the skills that you need to know in order for someone to pay you to tell them not to eat that crap all the time. I'm fat. Okay, well, you can hire me and I'll come slap the shit out of your face every time you try and stuff it with a Big Mac.
We need one of those here for you.
Yeah?
It's going to be great. He's going to move in.
Can we just post him up, like, guard in front of the fucking refrigerator? I come out and he's like, back to your quarters, sir. It's not that bad. It's only when we have, like, a massive amount of junk food that I don't know. I wake up, I think, and it's because I smoke weed before I go to bed, so the nightmares stay away. Because I got Freddy fucking Krueger knocking on my door at night trying to, you know, get me to fall asleep, singing me a song and shit. And I wake up and I'm like, you know, the weed makes Freddy go away, but the weed also makes me wake up at 3 a.m. and eat some Reese's Puffs.
You know what? I've got to say.
Oh, please say
I might actually somewhat like weed again, kind of.
Oh, boy. Why is that?
Sandy gave me some of those hash oil pills.
Oh, yeah?
And I tried them last night and it didn't, you know, I wasn't like stupid loopy high, which is awesome. But I was body high, which was great. And then I went to sleep.
You know, every time you burped, you were like, oh, that tastes like weed.
I know, it smelled like
all fucking night. I'm sitting here and all of a sudden I get a whiff of weed and I'm like, stop burping, pig.
I couldn't
help
it, dude. Every time I burped, it smelled like I took a hit off the bong. I was like, but I didn't.
Burger says, I smoke weed at bedtime so I wake up high. Huh. I smoke weed at bedtime and just wake up high. It's not like that's not why, but
anyway, so I took those hash oil pills, and when I went to sleep last night, and now you know how I sleep at night, right? I can't fucking stay still. I'm kicking constantly. I'm moving all over the place.
You're like kung fu fighting.
I'm like, yeah, I am kung fu fighting.
I'm running from Freddy and the fucking Wraith, and you're like kung fu fighting Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan style,
yeah,
circa 1973.
Yeah, I do that.
It's
I'm
fun.
Like,
because I get a workout, too. I practice my martial arts. I, like, block,
no, you
block,
try and, like,
block,
cuddle up with me, and block. I'm like, get off of me! I gotta move!
Roundhouse.
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 But it's because of my legs. I have that restless leg syndrome crap. And so when I took those last night and I went to sleep, my legs didn't wake me up. I didn't wake up in the middle of the night and go, God damn it!
Really?
I can't stop moving!
Maybe
yeah.
you were just so out that that wasn't even a possibility.
Well, I don't know. That's the first time in a long time that I've been able to sleep all night, so... Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool to me.
So, what'd you catch when we went fishing?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
I gotta say something. That's what I was talking about with Sean, being the health trainer. He's been into running lately. And we get up, you know, towards Smith Lake and shit, and he's like, hey, let me out so I can run a couple miles. And he doesn't know where we're going and stuff, so I'm like, this sounds like fun. I'll run with you. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, running 2 miles is nothing. Like, I can bike 30. No problem.
Running and biking, totally
dude,
different.
I got two words. Fuck running. That's it. Fuck it, dude. I started running, and I was keeping up with him, no problem, for about 5 minutes, and then I'm like... Huh, my heart kind of hurts.
My heart
and then I'm
hurts.
Like, my fucking legs kind of hurt. And then I'm like, yeah, this is fucking bullshit. So I start walking, and he's just running the whole time. I'm like, how the fuck? He smokes. I smoke. He fucking drinks like a horse. He should be half fucking hungover still right now.
Yeah.
How the fuck is he doing that?
He just does and it, dude. He's been doing it for a long time, though, too.
I guess. I like, start running again, and... I run for, like, you know, another 2 or 3 minutes, and my heart starts hurting again because I'm breathing so hard like a fucking beast. So I'm like, all right, time to walk again. And then I ended up running, and then I walked the rest of the way there. And he, like, took off. He ran past where we had to go. I was, like, going to call you up and be like, come get me. Fuck this. Fuck running.
Well, I mean, he's been doing it for a long time, too. He started out going out of his house and going out of the gas station and back, and then he keeps going further and further than that, and... He's
yeah, I
that.
Get it. Like, he's been working up to it. But, yeah. like, I don't know. I didn't think that it was that much more intense than a bike ride. And holy fuck, dude. Give me a bike any day.
Yeah,
that's
well,
intense.
Biking and running is totally different.
Like, I woke up the next day and my legs were just not happy. It felt like the first day after dodgeball. I was like, fuck, I wasn't even dodging nothing. I was dodging bugs.
You were like, ugh.
I know. I, like, got to the fucking lake and you guys were out there fishing. And I just fucking passed the fuck out in the truck for, like, 20 minutes. And then I woke up sweating because it was so fucking hot, but...
Sorry.
So what'd you catch again? I'm sorry, I didn't...
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Because it sucked.
Wow.
Nobody else caught anything, so I don't feel so damn bad.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay.
Like,
I tried,
if everyone
like, all my spoons and lures and bait and nothing. Actually, I had one little pike chase one of my lures. I was kind of excited about that.
You know what that's the equivalent
of? And Sean saw it, too, so I wasn't lying.
You know what that's the equivalent of?
What?
When you're gambling and you have, like, 5 credits left and it hits, like, 3 out of 5 and gets you back up.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
you're like, oh, my hope has been renewed, so if I run out, I'm going to put more money because I just hit 3 out of 5. I'm going to hit that 5. You just wait.
Is that why I like gambling? Because
yes.
it's like fishing.
Gambling is...
And then they were fucking pike jumping out, like, 40 feet away from me. I'm like... You bastard! And I'm throwing out next to him and stuff and nothing.
They do that on purpose.
Yeah, I think they really do. They're like, dude, guys, let's go splash over here and piss those guys off.
Here we are. Here we are.
Hey, here we are. Oh, no,
now we're over here. Yeah,
oh, now I'm over here.
That.
Now I'm sitting underneath your dock watching you pick your ass.
Fuck running.
Uh-huh.
Just so we're all clear.
Okay.
Fuck fishing.
No, not
when it's
fuck
windy
fishing.
Like that.
It
and when there's
that
bugs
windy.
Everywhere. You know what those bugs were? I figured it out.
What?
They're mayflies. You know why they're called mayflies?
Why?
Because in May, they're fucking everywhere, dude. They're just, that's when they hatch, and they're fucking crazy, and they were swarming me, and I did not appreciate that. I don't like bugs.
I'm sorry.
Not bunny, don't like him.
I can
lady
do
bugs, don't like them.
I can do bugs when I'm fishing. Okay, it doesn't bother me unless they're bees.
Bugs on my nuts, don't like them.
Yeah, I wouldn't figure you'd like those. But no, like I'm used to that down in Florida where it's hot, humid, and muggy, and I have like no-see-ums and mosquitoes everywhere.
Oh, thank you, Charlie Clown. He says those bugs inject eggs when they bite you. I'm never going out to that lake in May ever again. You got 15 more days before I'll come fishing with you again.
Okay.
That's disgusting because one landed on my fucking sunglasses, which if they wouldn't have been there, it would have been in my eye. In my eyeball, laying eggs in my eyeball. And I took my glasses off and I was looking at it. I was like, oh, that's a cool looking little creature.
Thanks,
and he had
Charlie
this,
Clown.
He
Thank
had this
you.
Weird
Thank you.
Nose
jerk
needle thing. And
you
I
don't
was
need
like,
to tell him that.
Oh, man. Fuck that, dude. I'm getting like full beekeeper outfit. Maybe a radioactive hazmat suit. I don't know.
Hey, and then you could be hazmat in a hazmat
fucking
suit.
A, I could. So I saw a bumper sticker today. You know what it said?
What?
Let me set the scene for you.
Okay, give me the scene.
83 Econo line.
Okay.
Just battered and bruised and beaten and defeated. Like, this van should have been to the junkyard, like, 4 years ago, right?
All right.
All dirty as shit. Obviously, rust fucking everywhere. Just a fucking sad sight to see.
Aww.
On the back, don't let the car fool you. My treasure is in heaven.
What?
Don't let the car. In case you
what
are looking,
what does the car have to do with your treasure in heaven?
In case you are looking at the car, don't let it fool you. Because my real treasure, this isn't my treasure. My real
my
treasure,
awesome Ford Econoline is sitting
is in heaven.
In heaven.
Ah,
it's parked right next to the pearly gates. So, yo,
it's parked.
It's got
down,
gold rims, bitch.
Down by Heaven's River, just waiting for me.
Down
with like
by the river,
a line of candy going at it. But no, so that made me think. Though there's like this passage that says whatever laws you hold in on Earth, I will make true in heaven. So okay. If this guy is going to have that Econoline waiting for him in heaven, he's like, this isn't my treasure. It will be when we're in heaven, though.
Okay.
It won't be a nice one because God's going to look at him and be like, that's what you wanted on earth? Well, that's what you get in heaven.
Well, it's what he has, not what he wants.
Well, same thing. Doesn't matter. You can't explain that.
I have
that.
Things, but some things I wish I had better.
Is that what you want, though?
Like what?
Like all of it. You just want it.
All of what? Everything?
Want it all, like the Faith No More song.
Okay, yeah, I do want it all.
Okay.
I'm a very, very
You know who else wants
person?
It all? Speaking of. Hey, have you guys ever been to the Congo? Have you ever
no.
seen the movie Congo? I'll settle for that. Anyone seen the movie Congo?
Like, forever ago.
Michael Crichton, Amy, and the gorillas, like, splatting fools' heads and shit. All
nah.
because of, I don't even know why, it's been a long time. Well, they're not having a very good time over in the Congo. They're actually having what the newspaper here has deemed a rape dilemma.
A rape dilemma.
Right, like when rape is just not going the way you had planned it to go.
Oh, you mean like when the chick gets away?
Right, or because this is maybe in that African kind of region, South America, where's the Congo? South?
Somewhere
it's in that
in
region
the
where women
rural
are,
area.
It's where women are buying those traps to put inside of them.
Oh.
That would be a rape dilemma. Like you just penetrate and then you hear ching, fuck! And then just bloody mess. And then you gotta go to the doctor to get it removed. That's a rape dilemma.
But the thing is, you know what about that
What's
thing?
What's the thing? Please.
Didn't they made it to where it cut it off at first.
Did they?
And they were having a problem because of, you know, they're contracting diseases by the
yeah,
blood.
Burger. He says rape X. I think that was the episode we
yeah.
first talked about those in.
Yeah.
Bear Bear says snatch traps. A real snapper trapper.
Snapper
trapper. Keeper.
Snapper
Guys,
trapper.
Guys, check out my trapper keeper. It's awesome.
No, but like, didn't they start making them to where they're plastic and they just clamped
yeah,
down on
and then
it?
You had to get it removed. But oh, yeah, I'm sure the first design was like a fucking guillotine.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
like,
dude.
That's
Whoosh,
it. And
done.
The women, instead of the guys going to the doctor to get them removed, the women had to go to the doctor
and
to get them removed and then to
penis removed.
Pull the penis out. Right, right.
So, could you please pull this out now? Because it's in there and it's bleeding and I'm not on my period. Please get it out.
And it's just horrible. Well, Anyway, there's these rebel leaders there, a la Star Wars, I guess we could say.
Okay.
The rebel leader goes up to this Congolese mother of eight, Clementine, okay? And he says, I'm going to tell you something,
all right.
Clementine. Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling.
Do you want us, me and my associate here, my Congolese rebel leader associate, do you want us to be your husbands, or do you want us to rape you? You pick, because either way, we're cool with it. That's their dilemma. We have rebel leaders going around to women asking, would you rather us be your husbands, or would you rather us just fucking rape you?
So, be my husband and rape me, or just rape me?
Well, Clementine chose to be raped. She explains, quote, I told myself, if I tell them that I want to be their wife, they will kill my husband. Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I didn't even think of what's your husband doing?
Yeah, right?
She's like, I already have a husband. Okay, so you're going with rape? Okay. I didn't want my children growing up saying the one that made our father die is our mother. Well, that wouldn't be very nice. I mean,
that wouldn't be very nice.
Explain to them the rape dilemma.
Well, she took one for the team so she could keep the dad.
Well, let's be honest. She took two for the team. That's a horrible, horrible thing.
You are a horrible thing. Did you know that? You and your hole are a horrible thing.
Thank you. The whole me?
The whole you. You in a hole.
My wormhole? My Stargate wormhole?
I will fist your Stargate wormhole later. Two knuckles.
Apparently that two knucks. Apparently that sacrifice was not enough. Her husband left her for another woman. And the funny thing is, her husband went up to this woman and says, Iman, do you want to be raped or you want to be my husband, my wife? I can be your husband. It's your dilemma.
I'd rather be ripped.
I think these guys listened to the jam hole and they got a little too carried away with the would you rather segments.
Right.
We used to do.
Would you rather?
It's like, wait, I got another one.
Or that.
Yeah. Quote, after they raped me, my husband hated me. He said I was dirty. I often ask myself, surely I gave up my dignity for him. How can he abandon me this way?
That is bullshit.
Well, look at it this way. What the fuck was he doing while you were getting raped? Was he, like, out fucking hiding?
Smoking a stogie, just chilling, watching through the window. Are they done yet? Are they like done yet? Can she make dinner now, please?
I can see if maybe he wasn't there or something, but, like, they knock on the door. Husband answers. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll just leave you all to it.
Yep,
then.
Have fun.
Just call me when you're done. Oh, wait, we don't have phones of any kind.
Yeah, I'll be outside.
We don't have any kind of infrastructure here in the Congo, so just start a fire.
Just yell.
Send up a smoke signal, and I'll come running. Margaret Wallstrom, the UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence, in a conflict recently said the Democratic Republic of Congo was the, quote, rape capital of the world. I thought that was
nice.
Columbia Falls.
Let's or wait, move I'm, to the Congo.
I'm thinking something else. Never mind.
I could pimp you out and
in
make
the Congo?
Money. Yes.
You would have a dilemma to face.
Well,
do you want to get raped or do you want to be their wife?
Depends on how much they want to pay me.
Yeah, rape. No, see, that's no. that's not rape.
And no, I'm talking about you.
You can't.
You would
for
be
rape.
The wife.
Oh,
yes.
No, I don't think they're
I'd be
gay.
Like, look at this virgin asshole right here. Uh-uh. It's pure, uh-uh. A little hairy. We can fix that for you if you need. I have hedge clippers.
A little hairy, but he's got a bald spot. So
he does.
In about 10 years, that should all be falling out
right.
Anyway.
How much you want?
Ask me where the rape capital of the world is. It's the Congo.
Oh, okay.
Is that, like, on their license plates? Like, Sunshine State, California, like, Congo, the rape capital.
You know the Sunshine State is Florida,
or Florida.
Right?
What is that? Oh, the Golden State.
Yeah.
Right. That'd be so awesome. I would totally want one of those license plates. Do you think...
the rape capital
do you
of
think
the world.
The travel agents, like, when you're like, honey... I think we should go to the Congo for our honeymoon. Do you think they're like, oh, I have some lovely brochures. Visit the Congo, rape capital of the world.
Who in the hell goes, I want to go visit the Congo for vacation?
Well, I don't know.
Nobody,
they have some
dude.
Wicked cool ruins there, I thought. Just, you know, from the movie Congo.
All right, well,
those are real, right? Hold on. Are those real? Is that for real?
Well, you know what? if anybody's going to the Congo for vacation, they're like archaeologists and shit, okay? They're going to like discover some shit or document some shit. Like, people don't just go to Ethiopia to hang out, okay? They go there to take pictures of dying people and sell them to National Geographic.
Ethiopia? I mean, is that... I thought that's
no,
like
what I'm saying is there are people that are going there and take pictures to sell to, like National Geographic and, like, weird magazines and shit. They're not going there for fun.
Like Congo, the rape capital, a photojournalistic view of my trip.
They're doing it to document it, to profit off of it.
Check it out on my Flickr stream, rape capital. So host of different armed groups roam the parts of eastern Congo, and all are accused of horrific violence against women. How are they running like so much stuff and still having time to do that? Like, I don't know. That just seems like they barely are in power there. Like, any group that takes over there is barely there for very long, because it's constantly, you know, there's uprisings and war. Like, that shit happens all the time there. So I don't
hey, you got enough time to stop off and rape some bitches.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
It's just like Rome. Come on, you just nail a chick to a tree and do it, and you're done.
It's like hot and muggy there. Like, that wouldn't be very attractive to me.
Well, whatever.
Clementine says she will not marry again. She said, fuck that noise. Quote, he is the husband I chose when I took my vows in the church. If God wills, he will return. Well, for now, Clementine, God wills that you just, you know, keep being raped, I guess.
Keep getting raped. You're cool.
They say, quote, I can no longer look at my wife. And every time they see this woman, they see someone they were not able to protect. They feel like failures. And the only way they can deal with it is to reject their wife and start over. That's the husband's point of view.
That sucks, man.
Well, I don't know. Like, if you were raped, first of all, death to the guy that did it, unless, you know, this was a thing we were doing, like, all three of us.
Right, right.
Like, you know, rape dilemma.
What would you do if your friend, Sean,
fucking
raped me?
High five.
Like, raped me.
Like, for real?
Like, for real.
I would wonder how he did it without losing, like, eyes and
appendages.
And then I would take notes, and then I would be like,
that's how it's done.
I'm gonna just ask you to not do that again. I mean, I would assume if he was doing that, I was raping his girl, so, you know,
his girl is Flathead Valley.
Done. Let's do it, Sean.
Nah.
Wait, the whole valley?
Come on, every time I see him, he's with a different chick.
Can I pick and choose?
No.
Because I don't want all of them.
No, you get everyone.
I've seen some.
You get everyone, all of them, at once.
Honestly, if he did that, I'd just rape his sister. She's pretty hot.
Hey!
Why, you got raped! What?
So it doesn't mean you get to rape anybody.
Wouldn't that make you feel better?
No!
Make me feel better.
I want to ass rape Sean. That would make me feel better.
Well, and while you're busy doing that,
his foot. That's what I want to do.
Jesus Christ, dude. Charlie Cloud says, I think he's got Libby on lockdown, though. That he does.
Yeah.
I enjoy going to it with him in places here, because every now and then someone will come up and be like, oh my god, you're Lyrical. Usually it's me doing it to him or him doing it to me. Like, when we rolled in.
Oh my god!
Is that Lyrical?
Is that Lyrical?
Flipping burgers?
Oh my god. My tits.
Lyrical.
My tits.
And he's starting to do that to me, and it's not as fun as when I do it to him.
It's a lot of fun for him, I bet.
I can imagine going to Libby and just being like mad swarmed with like girls with
probably
weird vaginal discharge problems.
So if I were seriously raped by somebody you didn't know or whatever, what would you do?
Rape them back.
A dude.
I would revenge you. I would avenge your death.
That's not a death.
It is to me.
What? Would you leave me like those people did?
No, fuck that.
Would you like look at me and see me as something you couldn't protect or something you couldn't...
I'd fuck with you a little bit. I'd be like, so you want to get raped? No, I'm kidding. No, seriously.
And
seriously,
that's how you would
so
lose
serious.
Your balls.
So seriously.
You would become a eunuch.
So seriously. I'm sorry. No, yeah, honestly, I don't know. Probably, you know, something about digging a hole and burying the gentleman that did that. Unless it was a wraith. Like, are we talking wraith rape or, like, human rape?
What would you do if it was a wraith?
I would probably have to call up Major General and get some weapons.
What if I got pregnant by a wraith?
Yeah.
That would be the coolest kid
ever. I would let you have it.
Because that would be awesome.
That would be pretty
awesome. That would
awesome.
Be like the Antichrist. And that would be great.
Yeah, just, you know, not having a very good time in the Congo there. Not as fun as the... what the movie makes it out to be. Now, they're saying here that rape in the Congo is being used as a weapon of war. And that makes sense, right? There's nothing that much more demoralizing than watching your women get raped, right?
Mm.
They says it has nothing to do with women. It doesn't make sense. They're getting some form of pleasure out of it and has nothing to do with fighting for a cause. Sexual violence is used as a weapon of war and with extraordinary brutality. Gang rape is commonplace, and objects such as, oh man, gun butts are sometimes used. I'd rather have it a gun butt than like something else, because at least a butt of a gun is kind of in the shape of a vagina, like kind of. I mean, it's like, you know, oblong. It's better than like, you know, a big, like
okay.
A broomstick.
I got
something.
It. All right.
Okay, what?
Keep going. That's what I meant. Just.
Oh, okay.
You were stuttering on that subject.
It's the same shape. That's what I was going to say. You know.
Okay.
At a center in the main eastern Congolese town of Goma, where rape survivors are brought from various villages for medical attention, 57 women are singing and dancing to the beat of a drum. Their ululations and agile dancing mask their fear, even though the worst has already happened. Until, like, you're putting them all in one spot and just being like, hey, Congolese rebels, here they are. That's fucking, that's a horrible idea.
That's not cool.
Jesus, come on, guys.
Nah.
Could you imagine, like, walk, like, if you were a lost explorer, not, like, the show Lost, but just, you're lost, okay?
Okay.
And you stumble into this village of women who had previously been raped. Like,
just
could you imagine
of, like,
that fucking
sad,
village?
Sad, defeated women.
You hear them weeping, like, miles away, and you're like, what is that? That's the lost city. That's what we... Oh, no, it's just a bunch of women that got raped. Never mind.
It's village rape. Yeah, we should stay away from there.
It's, like, the most depressing
There's
sight
There's a bunch of kids without
ever.
Fathers there. They have no idea what's going on.
All right, well, there's a lot more to it. I'll put a link to it in the show notes if you guys want to read more about it. Pretty fucked up, though. Like, you're using... Could you imagine if we did that, the U.S. military? Like, if we went over to fucking New Middle America and used rape as a weapon of war?
It's not a...
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. Charlie Clown says the penis is mightier than the sword.
Yeah, it is.
And Auntie Annie says if you know how to use it.
That is true.
It could be mightier than the sword if you know how to use
right.
it.
Right. If not, it could just be mightier than.
It could be hack the fuck off. That's what it could be.
Right. So, moving on, while we're talking about foreign places here, did you know there was a place in. I just learned this about an hour ago, but. There's a place here in this Indian village, like Indian, where people apparently are for real eating dirt and mud.
Huh.
Yeah, like, I guess maybe there's just nothing else to eat, or they just really like it.
Well, I know that, what was it, we were watching a movie called, was it called Dirt?
Yes,
the movie?
It was. Dirt, the documentary.
And there's, like, a village or whatever that makes dirt cookies.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about that, because they're so hungry, and
yeah,
it's
and
something to just chew on.
Well, they make dirt cookies. They actually make them with something, but it curves the pain of hunger in their stomach, so they eat these dirt cookies. They kind of look like big
right.
vanilla wafers.
That's so weird.
They're made with, like, yellow clay dirt.
Going
stuff.
Back to the rape dilemma, Niner says, rape in the Congo could be considered germ warfare.
That is true. That is true.
Absolutely true.
But, yeah, people eat dirt to cure the hunger pains, like in Ethiopia and shit, and, like, all
right.
those crazy
and I think that's maybe
countries.
what's going on here. It says, tiny children chew on the mud simply because they're hungry, but now it's starting to make them sick. They're eating bits of dried mud and silica that they're finding in the quarry. Like, huh. That's not food. Come
well,
on.
Well, see, Niener says, fact, eating non-food items is a medical condition called PICA.
Well, not...
PICA.
Let me tell you, fact, when it's a third world country and there's nothing else to eat, it's called just getting by.
Well, see,
fact.
I was watching Discovery Health Channel the other day, and there was, like, a documentary of kids who had OCD, really, really bad OCD.
PICA.
PICA, PICA, whatever. Doesn't matter
PICA.
To me.
Pika.
I'm going to kill him.
Pikachu.
Stop it.
What?
But on Discovery Health Channel, they were doing a documentary about people with OCD, like really, really bad OCD. And there was a girl on there who had, since she was about 8 years old, mm-hmm. and she's now in her late 20s, I think she's like 28, still walks around with a box of chalk and eats pieces of chalk.
Chalk? Like
chalk.
Chalkboard chalk?
Yes.
Like, let's go
white
out and
chalk.
Draw crime scene chalk?
Right.
Wow.
White chalk. Just eat chalk.
You know what I haven't done
she's
in a
like,
while?
I don't feel, she's like, I feel weird if I don't eat at least a box of chalk a day.
A box? Whoa, you got to cut down on your habit,
one
man.
Of those little packets that look like the little Crayola crayon packets, but it's a little packet of chalk. She will just munch on chalk all day.
Annie says, my mom told me I used to eat dirt when I was a kid. Survival of the filthiest.
Oh, that's
we
awesome.
All used to do that. Like, look at the movie Drop Dead
you make
Fred.
Mud pies.
We
come
weren't
on.
Doing it for fucking survival, though. Like, these kids are doing it because that's all there is there. They're going to where the garden should be, and they're pulling up something, but it's not.
It's not
like,
food.
You have to plant stuff for it to be there. And
it's like, well, this
mess.
Makes food, so this must be edible too. Fuck it.
That's such a mess, dude. But like eating chalk, that I just you just want a reality TV show. You're
There's
just trying
just
to
weird
get attention.
People like that. It's just people do weird shit.
Is there seriously, though, anything in chalk that you can become addicted to, like, psychologically or physiologically?
It's just something weird that, I mean, there's another OCD chick that pulled out her hair when she drove. Like, when she was driving, she would do this, and she would pull out her hair.
Really?
So she
That's
had to
funny,
wear a wig.
Usually when chicks drive, it's the guys that want to pull their hair out, but okay.
Well, she drove by herself, so I think she took both sides onto herself. Whatever. But she had to go out wearing a wig. So she would just
she
pull
had
the
no
wig hair.
Did they? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she was pulling out her own hair constantly.
That's drug replacement therapy. You
or
need
like,
to just get off the fact of that you like to pull hair.
Or
like
a guy was all pissed off because his family kept getting mad that he would open and close the door three times in the house.
Trichotillomania? Fuck
what?
It. Don't even care. I don't know what that word is. Trichotillomania. Trichotillomania. I like the way that word tastes. So, yeah, they're just... And these kids are starting to get really sick, I guess, like, more so than, you know, usual. These reports are coming out that the children eating the mud, and when it first happened, the local officials brought more food and warned the villagers. They're like, hey, villagers, stop talking to these outsiders. But, you know, what do they do? The guy says, quote, what can I say? We can't afford to eat properly, so how can I afford to buy medicine for her?
Yeah.
Which, that's kind of, though, like, we're seeing that here in, like, you know, not near as much. Nowhere near as bad as that. But even with you personally, like, I'm sick and I need to eat better, but I can't afford to do that. And I need to go to the doctor to get fixed, but I can't afford to do that. So, fuck it. I'm just going to keep, you know.
I just have to wait it out.
But over there, it's like, you know. Closer to the line of, you know, life and death than what it's getting here. But it kind of makes you think, like, if shit happened bad enough to where, like, you know, some sort of hypothetical apocalyptic, you know, something happens and the whole planet turns into the kind of land that we have there, that barren desert, like, we're all going to be eating fucking dirt, you know, if shit doesn't start kind of making a U-turn.
Really sucks about the whole, what'd you say about me or whatever, because I do have that restless leg syndrome shit, and I do need to get something for it so I can be knocked out every night.
Right.
But I can't afford to go to a doctor because I don't have the money for it, and
right.
I don't have insurance.
Right.
And, you know, when I do get
Should have been born a Canadian, eh?
Well, that and, like, my birth control every other month or whatever that I have to get and shit. It's expensive shit, but I don't have the money for it. But if I don't have it, I'm fucked.
Hey, you want to live like a king? Got to pay the price. Ask King Henry. Ask Henry VIII. He lived like a king. Look what happened to him. Fucking six wives. None of them could give him a son, kind of. Some of them did, kind of.
He has an illegitimate son.
Right. And he was the king. He was the motherfucking king, dude. He was like the head wraith.
He should have just let his, the second to last one keep fucking that one dude and get knocked up by him. And
yeah,
boom,
he was pretty fucking happy about that.
That was pretty cool. Got to watch your head get cut off.
Charlie Clown
cool.
says, just sell that hemp necklace for some sleeping pills.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Thank you for that. So
I tell you, I need money. So yeah,
you need to start fucking working. Is what you need.
That too. I need money. I need a job, and I need to go to the doctor. And that's that.
And that is that. Absolutely. So yeah, I guess the World Bank estimates that 1/3 of all the very poorest people in the world live in India. Weird coincidence. And stories like those from Gann have now inspired a national right to food campaign. We have a right to food, which is kind of funny. It's like here in America, we're thinking about making like broadband internet ubiquitous and saying that, is it an entertainment thing now or is it a right because of how much educational worth there is, you know, stuff like that. And meanwhile, on the other side of the world, we still have, like, we're not all up to where we're at. We still have countries that are like, can we have the right to eat? We're over here bitching about, oh, my internet's so slow today. And they're like, I'm so hungry. I will eat the internet.
I will eat
right
your
now.
Internet.
I will eat the internet
Print
right
me out
now.
A page of a piece of cake and I will eat
Print
that.
Print me out. www.ineedafuckingcake.com. Print that shit out. That sucks, dude. I hope I never live in a third world country.
Yeah, I won't.
I will visit the Congo and, you know, instead of donkey shows, we'll go to a rape dilemma show and then we'll find the lost city and all the monkeys.
Another monkey.
Right, and then that'll be that. There have been protests, rallies in the heart of Delhi as the Indian Parliament prepares to debate a new food security bill. Do you think they'll try and sneak in like a thing where they're like, well, if you don't have food, dirt's just as good. Done, sign it. Okay, you can all eat dirt now, legally.
Legally. That sucks.
We'll sell you dirt now since
you're
already eating it. Now, I have a question. Do you think that with this pressure and evolutionary biology happening here, will these people eventually evolve to digest dirt?
Maybe. That's definitely a possibility. Dirt has the nutritional properties in it to
genes need
help
to survive.
You.
So I think any changes will be made to process.
I mean, it would take a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But
I'm just saying, let's say hypothetically, if we had a world and we could fast forward like a couple million years here and there.
Now, it depends.
I think at some point down the line, we would start to see those mutations.
It depends
take place.
On like what kind of dirt it is, too. It's got to have the right nutritional value in it. You know, it can't just be that rock hard fucking clay that has nothing in it. That's just sand, basically.
Right. It has to be the good dirt.
It has to be the dark soil.
Dead bits and whatnot.
Yeah, it's got
it.
It's like a compost.
But
heap.
Then again, if you had that, just plant a fucking crop of something. It's the fact that there isn't even that kind of dirt, that quality of dirt there. Like, if they were eating that good dirt, they'd probably be okay.
Charlie Clown says, will hippies be against eating Mother Earth?
Yes. If we get to that point, absolutely.
And
fucking
Am
hippies.
Ham says, I once ate a vegan.
Fact.
I have a pretty cool bumper sticker on my car that says, save a cow, eat a vegetarian.
Bear Bear so, says, yeah. I'm a vegetarian. That's what we were looking for. Thank you, Bear Bear. Glad one of us can make some jokes tonight. This is just depressing. Why are you eating dirt?
Because they're hungry, yo.
Oh, right. Go to McDonald's,
they
dude.
Would
it's like 99-cent cheeseburgers.
They would eat our cat.
I okay. would eat
And you know what? There's
cat.
No McDonald's there. You know why there's no
Bullshit.
McDonald's there?
Bullshit.
Because they will rob the fuck out of that place.
All right.
Yeah. It will become overrun. We need food.
We're sick of eating this crap.
I'll drink your fire grease.
Jesus.
It's nasty.
Yeah, it says, there's no doubt India should be able to afford to feed its people, but the devil is in the detail. It'll only cost the government about 1.2% of GDP, what was that? What do they use there? Golden dirt pounds to universalize a system of giving. Is that not what it means? That's what they use for money. Golden dirt pounds. To universalize a system of giving food for all. Cheap food for all.
Dude, dirt should be worth more than gold by this point.
Charlie Cloud says, global dick product.
It should be, though.
Oh, gross domestic. God damn it. I know what it was, too. And I'm like reading what you're typing. Fuck it.
But yeah, dirt should be worth more than gold at this point, right?
You can't eat gold. Last time I checked, you can drink it if it's Goldschlager, which is horrible.
You're an idiot. Wow.
It's horrible. Ugh. You poop out fucking gold flake turds.
You sell your turds on eBay.
If you drank a bunch of Goldschlager and then pooped and it was in the shape of the Virgin Mary and it had gold specks in it, that would be a sight to behold. That would almost change my mind.
Oh my God. That's all right, disgusting,
well,
dude.
Moving on, and of course, these are really long articles. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com if you want to read about poor third world children eating dirt and getting raped. So China has been having more problems, not just that one out of every three children is born with chlamydia. That was a while ago. I'm sure that's still happening. But we've been hearing about this in the news for a while now, and I've been meaning to mention it, and I guess it happened again finally. There's been a huge array of people going around mimicking this killer that started out killing kids, like with meat cleavers and shit. And now this has happened so many times, like fools rolling into kindergarten classes and just with meat cleavers and just hacking the fuck up out of people, just going crazy. And it happened here at a market, this latest episode here.
Okay.
It happened in the city of Fushuang in Guangdong province on Sunday. It's the seventh such attack aimed at women and children in recent weeks, provoking questions about the stability of society in the, quote, new China, as opposed
new
to what?
China,
the old China, which what? Did what? We're better communists.
They made opium.
Right. That's we're upping our opium production.
Right.
The attacker, named only as Mr. Xi, X-I-E, is that Xi? My Chinese is a little rusty. You'll have to excuse me. He's aged in his 20s, apparently singled out young women as his victims, entering numerous shops and restaurants and hacking and slashing at the women's head, shoulders, knees and toes. Five of the victims remain in hospital, two of them in intensive care, while the sixth was released after suffering light injuries to her left arm. She must have been, like, towards the end of his, because, like, hacking off limbs, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of fun.
You get to the seventh or eighth person,
I mean,
you're just like... Ugh.
I don't know. If you got that whole, like, raging testosterone shit going
that
on.
That whole raging Asian thing going
adrenaline
on.
Adrenaline going on, like, wah! I mean, you can hack through a crowd, man.
That's what I call them. They're raging Asians.
Raging Asians.
Raging Asians.
That's awesome.
It's awesome that, like, you live in a communist world and you can't even stop your people from hacking the fuck up out of each other. Like, control your people.
Do something.
Control it. Put something else in their water that's not lead-based and control your people. The attacker then escaped the scene, climbing to the top of a four-story residential building a few hundred meters from the market and jumped to his death. They're all about that, too, that fucking
kamikaze
that suicide
shit.
Kamikaze. He's like, I steal your cement. I'm not going to get you. And they just kamikaze you right into the fucking cement. Got him. Dead.
I die with honor.
On her. Yeah, right.
Nobody kill me, I kill me.
You no kill me, I kill me. Cause you're a rock of discipline.
You rock of discipline.
Person with such a rock of discipline never killing me. Never. The incident follows multiple killings in recent weeks that have unsettled a country not known for violent crime. Right, the only violent crime they're known for is when the government is doing it to its people, not the other way, you know.
Hey, is it hot in here when the cat sits in front of the fan?
Yes, it is so fucking
hot. Because she was totally just
in
sitting in front of the fan going, ha.
It's so hot. Either that or she's fanning her tongue, which she does also.
Fanning her
tongue? Yeah, when her tongue gets hot, she'll just like, and then let it fan.
That's so weird.
That is weird. We have a weird cat.
We do.
Very glitchy. Like, if that cat was a program, it would be a blue screen of death.
A blue screen of death
it's
all
so
the time.
Fucking glitchy.
Especially when she's laying on the floor trying to scratch a part of her body that's not even there.
Yeah.
Like, that's
what the
totally
fuck is
blue
that?
Screen.
Our cat has phantom limb syndrome. She's got, like,
She kind of has problems.
She
man.
Like twitches on the floor, like she's going into a seizure yeah. or something.
I don't get that. I don't get this cat.
I look
at
her. I'm like, Kitty, and she's just like, I'm trying to get it, dude. Just
don't you see
second.
It? It's right there.
It's right there. I'm getting it right now. Leave me alone.
Yeah, so he jumped. The cops are trying to find a motive for the attack. Five of the incidents occurred at schools in China and took the lives of 17 people, including 15 children, as well as wounding 80 people.
Nice.
That, I don't know, dude. I almost want to say that this is the result of how they live. Like, there's so many people crammed into these little fucking areas
yeah.
that people just go crazy, dude. You lose your shit, you know?
Yeah.
You start hacking up people. Like, I'm going to make some room here. and that's it.
Population control.
yeah. In response, police and schools have been ordered to beef up security in and around campuses to prevent what experts believe are copycat attacks. However, the additional security measures have failed, of course, to prevent repeats of the attacks, leaving parents increasingly jittery about the safety of their children. In an indication of the heightened state of awareness around schools in China, police on Friday were called to a kindergarten in Haimen City
what?
In the southern province of Jiangsu after reports that a man had entered with a gun. A man entered Haimen City with a gun and it was loaded. Come on. Yeah. Oh, I want to live. I want to go to Haimen City. It's like Emerald City. I'm going to go to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Haimen City. It's awesome.
He's going to go through and be like, I need to bust some hymens, please.
I need to bust some nuts right now.
No, you need to bust some hymens in Haimen City.
Well, in hindsight, yeah. So that, I don't know, man. China, Congo, fucking India. It's all falling apart. When the impending doom of the apocalypse comes, I'll be dialing up my Stargate. I got one ZPM left. But I think it's going to start in those countries, right? That would be the logical starting place. Earthquakes, cats and dogs living together,
mass hysteria.
All right. Moving on here, a 68-year-old Leah Akers man is charged with killing his 48-year-old wife, shot her with an AK-47. This 68-year-old guy was reported listening to Ice Cube Gangsta at the time. Oh. Got my AK on lock, gonna pop a cap in this bitch ass.
Wow, dude.
And it was your wife. It was your bitch ass wife.
Dude, I have an AK.
Then
I'm not
tied her.
Fuckers.
He tied her. He shoots her with an AK, right?
Okay.
Got my
are
dick
they the
on
armor
hard.
Piercing bullets? Because those are illegal now.
Then
just,
tied
just
her.
Saying.
Then tied her dead body to his car and dragged her to a wooded area.
Cool.
Wow, dude.
Awesome.
Zacharias Jamie
that is some
Queerdo.
Hate.
His last name's is Queerdo. So
is queer though.
For real, though.
For real.
Though. Was arrested Thursday night on a charge of premeditated murder and the shooting death of Marie Delourdes. Deputies were called to the place about a suspicious person covered in blood entering the residence. Yeah, okay. Deputies arrived at the residence to find a gruesome crime scene. The deputy, he saw a blue compact car in a vacant wooded residential lot.
Presidential.
Nice. And a substantial blood trail leading from the car through grass and dirt and across the street to the driveway of the residence.
God, dude, have you ever watched Dexter in your life or
hide
CSI?
Your own tracks, dude.
Like, come on.
How can I get this body from here to there without a trail? Oh, we could tie it to the back of the fucking car. No, wait, without a trail.
Oh, we could tie it to the back of the car.
I'm stumped. Yeah, I guess we're just going to have to tie it to the back of the car.
Okay, let's do that.
Do you have any rope?
No.
All I brought is my AK. God damn it, dude. Why are you doing that? Is Queerdo, with blood covering his arms, face, abdomen, and legs, approached the deputy. All like that dude in Seven, just like, I've done a bad thing. Just like walking up, hands up and shit. Just crazy. Is Queerdo did not speak English and could not communicate with the deputies as to what happened. So they checked him for injuries.
Auntie Annie says, obviously she committed a crime by not making that fuck a sandwich.
All he wanted was a sandwich.
I bet you that's what it was.
That Actually, it says here, allegedly it was a fight over a sandwich.
Well.
If it was actually made of sand, this would have went with, well with the mud
dirt
eaters.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, no, I moved here so I didn't have to eat that anymore.
Why'd you make me the fucking dirt cookies? I don't want the dirt cookies. I want a sandwich.
But yeah, he didn't speak English. They had to get a translator there. They ran over to the car, found the woman dead behind the rear of the car, tied to its undercarriage with an orange extension cord. That's
an orange extension cord.
That's ghetto. He didn't have rope. They're like,
he
do you
did
have
not.
Anything else? I have this extension cord because, you know, he's probably a Mexican. The extension cord was hooked up to his weed eater because, you know, he works in lawn care with all his other relatives.
Oh, God.
That's fucking wow, dude. Wow.
Awesome.
I'm curious
Thank
what
you.
She did, though. They told investigators, she hit him with a shovel. So
nice.
He went to his bedroom, got the AK out the closet, loaded it, and approached her as she sat in the dining room. Wow, dude. Civilian model AKs, in case you were wondering, do not require permits, according to the Florida Department of Agriculture.
Woo!
Because, if you were wondering, you can get a nicely, somewhat used AK between $400 and $1,000.
Yes, I know this. Thejample.com/donate.
I want one.
And I bought like 6 fucking 30 round banana clips before they became illegal.
Beer
like
Bear.
The week before.
Beer Bear says he was trying to use her to mow the yard. And he says, so she got a dirt nap. Shit. Oh, man. That's awesome. All right. Got a couple quick little stories here that are pretty amusing.
Glad
for
the
we...
listeners are on their toes. You guys
I know,
got
man.
Jokes.
I can't
got
make
jokes. Jokes and jokes.
This often. That's amazing.
You guys should just do the show. Fuck this.
You guys can be our writers.
A couple of you just call in, do
here's,
the show, here, and we're
email,
just going to chill.
Email info@thejample.com. Here's your Wednesday night jokes. Here's your Friday jokes. Here's your Monday jokes.
You should just do that.
All right. Well, a couple local stops here real quick before we call it a night. Bismarck, North Dakota. Hit a had a herda. Bismarck man was charged with aggravated assault on Friday after he allegedly stabbed a bar owner over the volume of his jukebox. I don't like the tunes you got coming out
loud.
Of that there jukebox.
Sir, I don't want to hear Eminem over and
turn
over again.
Turn that goddamn hippie crap rap music
off. Sir, I want to hear Sweet Home Alabama. Sir, I need Sweet Home Alabama now.
Which is funny because usually that's all those jukeboxes have in them.
I know.
If they even work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that worth stabbing a gentleman over?
Yes.
John Wetzel, 33, threw an ashtray and became belligerent when the bar owner wouldn't turn up the volume on the jukebox.
Oh!
Turn it up! No. Turn it up!
Okay, in the beginning of Sweet Home Alabama, he goes, turn it up! Okay, you need to turn it up
and
at
he didn't
that point.
Turn it up!
Right.
Oh, man.
It was Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, that makes sense. Now I would have stabbed into it. It's fucking sweet. It says at the beginning of the song,
turn it up,
dude! Fuck. No shit, you got stabbed. Know your surroundings. If you're anywhere in the Midwest to, you know, fucking Florida, hit a country, turn it up. You know, you gotta do it.
Get off my stage.
He was escorted outside, and the 34-year-old bar owner was then stabbed after the struggle ensued. Wetzel was being held in the jail and could face at least 2 years in prison if convicted.
Shania.
Should have just turned it up. Wetzel claims he was the one attacked at the bar. They attacked my Sweet Home Alabama by not turning it up. I feel attacked. He had a black eye and a swollen face at his Friday court appearance.
I am assaulted.
Wow. All right. And the last story for tonight, Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Verizon says a Massachusetts man won't have to pay the balance of an $18,000 cell phone bill.
Whoa!
His son racked up when he connected his phone to a laptop to get internet service.
Whoa.
Hey, you actually don't have to pay that bill, Verizon says, because if we make you pay that, we're the thieves. Because if you pay for a phone that has internet, what the fuck do you care how I use it? If I want to hook it up to my fucking asshole and download a virus, I'll do it. You can't fucking be like, you can use it just on the phone, but if you use it anywhere else, you know, we're going to charge you for that.
It's messed up.
The kid obviously didn't know about PDAnet. Or maybe he did, but his dad didn't have the fucking right service for it. God, that would suck. Could you imagine paying money? $18,000? Jesus, dude.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah, Dover resident Bob St. Germain tells the Boston Globe newspaper, the telecommunications company has told him it'll no longer try to collect the charges. Brian St. Germain ran up the charges over 6 weeks back in 06. He says he didn't realize a two-year promotional offer allowing free access had expired. Verizon Wireless says, yeah, we're kind of scumbags when it comes to, you know, putting everything out there for you. Oh, yeah, you have internet. You can use it. It's unlimited. Over 5 gigs. What's that?
What?
Oh, yeah, no, the internet. It's totally unlimited as long as you keep it on 5 gigs. 5 gig what? No, it's
nothing.
Totally, absolutely, 100% unlimited. Under 5 gigs. What does he keep saying? Unlimited. Under 5 gigs. What? Verizon says it cut the phone bill in half before sending it to a collection agency. Gee, Verizon, thanks. Christ. Who's... I don't know. If you're on Verizon and you're not using an Android phone, you're probably getting effed in the A.
Hey, what about me?
Well, you don't use internet. Okay, I'm sorry. If you're on Verizon and you're not... if you have internet on your phone and it's not an Android phone, you're getting effed in the A. Because chances are, you probably can't use your GPS like I couldn't on my old XV6900. Because they want you to use Verizon Navigator, which is the biggest fuck piece of software I've ever seen. Verizon Navigator is right up there with the Sony Mini Disc software that they made you use.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was so painful, dude. They made it look really super flashy, but when you tried to do anything, it just looked and stared at you all shiny. It's like, I look like I should work really fucking good, but I don't. I just look like it. I was cloaking it like my jumper. I wish I had a jumper that cloaked
it. The Eon says, if you're using an Android phone, you're getting effed in the butt. You don't know it yet.
Oh, Google poor lover. Apple guy. There's a little Apple guy, man. That Apple created a little prison that you can't get out.
He called you a Google lover.
Apple lover? I don't give a fuck. Honestly.
Fucker, what's
you
going on?
You can put Android on an iPhone and, well, you can't really put an iPhone on anything, but, you know, hey, that's fine.
It's cool to get the iPad running Android.
At least when Google takes over, they're going to like me. You're going to be one of the people that get fucking killed. So suck on that.
Unless he gets the iPad running like Android. Then he's neutral. Okay.
Bob St. Germain says he's glad Verizon has dismissed the charge, but it remains on his credit report. Verizon said such cases are exceptionally rare.
It remains on his credit report? That's fucked up.
Yeah,
take that off.
Because that's another company that Verizon can't... I don't think they can take it off his credit report. Once it's on there,
you can contact
the credit bureau.
You can contact the credit bureau, have them, you know, call them and be like, look, three-way fucking call me to the Verizon and have them tell you that I don't need to fucking pay this because that's a big hit on your credit.
$18,000 motherfucking dollars?
That is a big hit
and you know
for
what?
Your credit score, dude.
I bet his son got his ass beat when he got that phone bill, dude. Oh, man.
Amham says, I love to touch my touch. Touching it right now. And then Auntie Annie says, Amham, you're nasty fuck.
I've been touching my touch this whole fucking show.
Oh, dude, I touch my not...
your touch.
Damn it.
Yeah. All right. We got a voicemail here
from a
213 number. If you guys ever want to leave us messages, 406-204-4687, you can call when the show is not live and leave us a message.
Leave us some love.
Sure. Why not?
Hey, knock, 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 knock.
Who's there?
Yeah, who is it? Oh, yeah. Hey, it's a free apartment, free food, free everything. We got all kinds of free stuff here, and you don't even have to do anything. You don't have to have sex for it, blowjob. You know what? You don't have to show any affection whatsoever. Oh, Danny, it's for you.
What is it?
I don't know. That was it.
That was it?
Oh, I love it.
What was that?
Love it.
I don't understand.
I don't think it was meant to be understood.
I don't think it was either. I think he was on something.
Most of them are.
Yeah,
well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Not so much. Big thanks to Auntie Annie for showing me some cool tricks with hemp today.
That's right.
That's really awesome.
You think that was cool? I'll show you a thing or two.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Show you a cool trick. Watch this.
But anyway, yeah, super big thanks because that helps me out a bunch, and it's going to, you know, keep going.
Yeah, and hey, thanks. I totally forgot. Thanks for the gimme. I appreciate that.
The gimme?
Yeah, when you can't afford to, you know, get high, some people just drop a gimme on you.
Oh, yeah.
And I really appreciate that.
The crusty nug.
I got to say, man, we got the best herb in the valley, and we'll be talking all about that on the Hot Box coming to you
we
live.
We won't have to talk about pot here anymore.
Well, it's still my passion.
God damn
you
it.
Know, yeah. But yeah, we'll try and be recording shows. We're not going to do it live at first, or maybe we will. I don't know. But yeah, those will be up on every Tuesday. If you guys got any web design, theme, CSS, skills, email info@thejamhole.com. I don't want
to. Or if you're just really good with Photoshop.
I did ours. I don't want to do another one. You know, I'll do it if I have to, but it would be cool if one of you guys did it. Help a brother out. If you enjoy the show, thejamhole.com/donate. Hook it up. We got expensive server fees and all that good shit to pay. Like I said, 406-204-4687. You can always leave us a message. Thejamhole.com, that's where all our stuff's at, /YouTube, Twitter, MySpace. And yeah, just like I said, keep an eye out for the Hot Box podcast. Be coming to you. Be pretty awesome. I'm very, very excited for that.
Oh, diddly awesome.
Lots of good people, lots of talent. This valley has some talented Green Thumb paging Dr. Green Thumb fucking botanists here.
Paging
and
I'm
very
Green
impressed.
Thumb.
Very, very, very impressed. So yeah.
We'll see you guys. What day is today?
It?
Monday?
Monday.
Okay, we'll see you guys Wednesday.
All right, peace.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.